Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. How's everyone doing?
I'm good.
Good, awesome. I see that Matthew has a little plushie behind him. What is that?
It's a sheep.
Cute, a sheep plushie. It looks like you can pet it. Oh, and Sylvia has a real kitty plushie. Next kitty cat.
He slept kitty next boy. To me last night.
Aw, kitty got a
it
new
It looks
pet.
Like he's still tired.
Oh, yeah.
Still tired? I think Sylvia's bed has qualities of like as soon as you hit the pillow, you fall asleep.
Oh yeah. My bed's the best.
Yeah, that's true. Because if I lie down in it, I cannot wake up. I don't know. It's from Sleepy's, right? Or Macy's?
Probably Sleepy's. It's called a King's Down.
Ah, mine too.
I was trying to look for a name brand. Yeah.
Good. So, anybody has any good news today?
Good news. I have an article.
All right. So we start off with Sylvia and her good news.
The article I want to share is called Cancer Survivor Who Started a Food Kitchen, and she was surprised with a trip to Disney. Woman named Jindae Miller. She's from Connecticut, from Hartford, Connecticut, and she was battling two types of cancer. So what she did like during the pandemic was she started to feed her neighbors because she noticed that people in her neighborhood were hungry and they were starving. It's something that she wanted to do. Like, never mind that she is battling something like really serious. She's like, she looked outside of herself and she said, I want to help people. So that's what she started to do. And then once she started to do that, she noticed that the need was so large that more and more people started to come in and they wanted food. Her goal was that no one in her community would go hungry. As of right now, it started at 50 people in her own home kitchen, and now it's 27,000 people a week. And her non-for-profit is called Angel of Edgewood. So I suppose it's Edgewood in Connecticut.
That's
so
great.
It's crazy how these things grow so quick, like when there's such a need, and she did such a great job. She never knew it would go to this level. Right now, she's in the process of building a community cafe where people that need to eat for free come in to eat. I think there's something similar to this. I forgot what it's called. It's like a pay-as-you-wish kind of cafe. So I guess it's based on Goodwill. I think we covered this article a long time ago, but I forgot what the cafe is called. It sounds about the same concept, but this one is completely free.
That's super sweet.
That's really nice.
So Disney has a sort of like an award. They pick people to be part of the Disney Magic Makers. She got chosen to be a Magic Maker. Now she's going to a trip to Walt Disney to celebrate Disney's 50th anniversary. And she may win a 1-year subscription to Disney Plus. I feel like they should just give it to her.
Yeah. Wow.
So you can learn more about their mission on neighborhoodmagicmakers.com, something Disney is doing.
Yeah. Wow. Disney Magic Makers.
Disney embarked on a nationwide search to recognize and reward local heroes who make magic by bringing comfort, support, and joy to their communities.
Okay.
Also, all 50 states. You have to get nominated. They choose like 50 winners from the 50 states.
That's pretty sweet.
Oh, New York only had 7% of total nominations. Maybe they don't know about
it. Yeah, we didn't know about it.
I didn't know about it. Pretty cool. They're thinking the magic maker could be a healthcare worker, a public service worker, a co-worker, volunteers and donators, teachers and mentors.
There's one more entry left, actually. And the last time you can do it is on the 15th, 12th to the 15th. So October 12th to the 15th, you can nominate someone who you feel is worthy of the Disney Magic Maker in your neighborhood. And they can win a trip to Disney.
That's so nominate exciting. The Good News Crew.
Yay, yes. Yay. We have to do something good. So maybe...
do something really impactful.
Yes.
Well, I guess... spreading good news is impactful, but I want to hear other people's stories, how our good news has inspired them or something, right?
Yes, absolutely. And she definitely deserved to be in a Disney Magic Maker.
It's crazy how she's battling something so intense. I'm pretty sure she has to keep up with doctor's appointments too, and on top of that, doing her mission.
Yes. I'll leave a link below about the DisneyMagicMakers.com for everybody to see how to enter. If you have anyone in mind, please enter. You still have time.
All right. Yep.
It's a great article.
Yeah.
It's nice that Disney is rewarding people for doing good.
Yeah.
That's kind of the Disney magic, right? A lot of the movies were always about that.
Yeah, Disney magic. This article really helps bring that Disney mission out again. That inspires us. Maybe Good News Crew will make it to Disney. Let's see.
Oh, we had so many ideas to spread good news, right? And share.
Yes. Good news and share. And I hope everyone is spreading good news out there within their life. Every day, do something good. That is a part of good news.
I mean, you probably don't even have to do such a huge undertaking. You can do small things, like maybe compliment somebody that's not feeling too, like, you haven't spoken to in a while. I would say, like, maybe reach out to people. Maybe you could pick up an extra chore to help loosen someone's load.
Yeah, doing good, like Sylvia said, is really helpful. And in your own way, you won.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful article. Does anyone else have a great article to share?
I got an article to share where a little bit of Disney magic happens, but not as much, on a smaller scale.
Okay, so we're listening. Kitty's listening.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kitty.
Well, Kitty...
That should be good news right there, Kitty.
Well, Kitty likes to spread his good news also. He keeps leaving us mice every day.
Oh, how nice.
I know. He's a very good hunter. He's always thinking about us.
Make sure you don't starve.
Yeah, he wants to make sure that we're fed.
Yeah, I don't know if this is good news or not.
Well, he's a cat. You know, he's doing his job.
That's funny.
So, over here in Rochester, New York. So we got points in Rochester now. New York, we get some Disney points.
Moving down the states.
This lady found a wallet that was on the floor. It had money in it. It had a Jamaican driver's license. So... she really went above and beyond to try to find where to give this guy his wallet. A little bit of American money in it, a little bit of Jamaican money in it. She went through all the local, typical areas you would go, but there's no real place for, I guess, non-US citizens. She went to some website, Nextdoor, and it's a site that gives suggestions, I guess, on how to help different situations, right? That didn't work, but then she realizes a local Jamaican restaurant area where a lot of Jamaican migrants go. So she went into the restaurant, asked around, and the guy's name was George, and the people at the restaurant gave the contact information, and she called up. She had him verify over the phone all the stuff that was in the wallet. He was able to verify it, so it was his wallet. She gave him the wallet. She also used that same website, the Nextdoor community website, to help. She asked, what do the Jamaican migrants need? And they basically said they just need clothes. She went to the Nextdoor website, the community thing, and got all a bunch of clothes, all Jamaican migrants in the area.
So the clothes was for them, or is for the country?
No, it's for them. Wow. Essentially, she helped all the people that are in the area, the ones that are working in the area.
Started with a lost wallet, and it ended up with that.
Yeah, the guy got his wallet back. She didn't take nothing out of it, apparently, which is rare in this day and age. And, yeah.
She's honest and a good person.
Yeah, and then she just asked what she could do to help everybody because, you know, it's hard coming over to this country. And they said basically all they really need is clothes because they struggle to get clothes. So she put together a community thing and got them clothes.
So sweet.
And they basically go, they work in the apple fields. They pick apples for, I guess, the apples we eat, they're the ones that are picking them, and they put them in the crates. So she wanted an apple picked with all of them one day. That's how he lost his wallet.
We get apples from Rochester. Jamaican migrants have picked them.
Possibly.
We don't know who picks our apples.
That is so cool.
And is it apple picking season?
I think it's a little more towards the middle of fall. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
Maybe it started, right?
It might have.
Apple picking season ends on October 15. So that's another thing that ends on October 15. Apple picking season. So if you are willing to go apple picking, now's the time. Early
October. Let's go.
Yeah.
I've actually never done apple picking. I heard it's fun.
I went once with my friend who lives upstate. So upstate has really nice farms, and you just take the metro. If you live in New York, you just take the metro north and you can get up there. I forget where this farm is called, but up, as soon as you go up there, there's a bunch of farms, a lot of places to pick apples. And yeah. When you go in there, I think you pay per bag or something. Like, you just get a bag and you can fill it up. When you're there, like, you're not really monitored or anything. She told me that, yeah, like, you can actually taste the apples, like, you know, pick it off a tree and taste it right there. So you can see which apple you want to pick. Like, you can't do that in a supermarket, but over there.
So you pick the bag of apples.
Yep. I mean, I guess maybe you do pay for, like, the novelty of picking apples. But, I mean, I think it was $20 a bag or $13 for a smaller bag. I would probably get the smaller bag because I'm not really much of an apple person, but I like to eat them here and there, you know?
I mean, you know what they say about apple eaters.
Keep the doctor away.
Keep the doctor away.
Because apples are proven to lower your blood sugar. It's good to eat an apple like 30 minutes before you eat. It helps with your blood sugar.
I think we have a bag of Granny Smiths now.
Yum.
I don't know why, but Granny Smiths are kind of expensive. But they're good. So I guess this season is also candy apple making. When I went to Key Food yesterday, there's so many candy apple making kits. I didn't pick one up though, but that's another fall activity to do.
Yeah, I don't mind making that. I love candy apple. Not the candy sugar one, but the caramel one.
Oh yeah, so they had two kinds. They had a caramel version and it had the candy version. Yeah, and it was like 2 for $3, but I was like, nah, I don't think we're gonna do it. We could always go back to Key Food and pick it up if you want.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I like candy apples.
Oh, so you like the regular candy or the caramel?
The caramel.
Oh, yeah. I used to have the caramel. They also have the actual apple, so I think it's 2 for $5. But they're smaller, so it's like a smaller apple, and they already packaged the caramel apple, or the candy apple.
I used to buy those.
Yeah, me too.
I used to buy them all the time, but I don't like really buying them because you can get stuck with a bad apple and you can't even tell because it's covered in the caramel. I've gotten stuck so many times you bite into one, it's rotten inside.
Oh, gross. It's always better to make it on your own.
Yeah. Maybe when you sell it with the caramel, the inside gets rotten because it's out. Who knows? For so long.
I think it's just been out too long.
Yeah. Yay, apple picking and apple making. I think we should do that. I think that's a great fall idea.
It is.
I can't believe we're in fall again. Last year we did a podcast about the fall activities. We're back at fall.
I can't believe it's been over a year now.
Yeah, it's been over a year. Good news crew. So Sylvia, do you remember in college when we were applying to all these college scholarships?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember there was one with a duct tape prom dress competition?
Oh yeah, I remember. And I think, I don't know if it was duct tape, but someone won making a prom dress out of like Starburst wrappers or something.
Yeah. So someone actually won the duct tape prom dress competition.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they still have that going on after all these years?
Yeah. And now it's $10,000 actually. It was $500 last time.
That's huge inflation right there.
Yeah. This duct tape prom dress is giving us fiesta fever. And it's a teen designer that won $10,000 for her design. Her name is
so beautiful. Wow.
Beautiful. Look at that. It's all duct tape and, you know, little other things on top of it. Designer Larissa Leon used 47 rolls of duct tape and spent 163 hours on the project. That's her masterpiece. And she actually went to the prom with it.
Very nice.
This masterpiece of a prom dress made entirely of duct tape radiates fiesta vibes and was created by the teen.
It looks like fabric from far away.
It does.
And she also made a matching purse. That's so cool. And she put flowers in her hair.
Yeah, it's so beautiful too. It's not just black duct tape. I don't know how she colored it, but
they sell different colors of duct tape.
Yes. Duck at prom scholarship contest. And this has been on for years. I mean, me and Sylvia over 10 years ago.
We never even tried this one. I bought my prom dress.
We didn't try it because it's very daring, but I really give props to her for trying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a San Antonio fiesta fever. So she's from San Antonio.
That's so fitting. San Antonio has a big Hispanic population.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. But she did it. Anyone could do this. And she actually did it.
They should have one for men and women. Like, if they haven't have one prize, maybe a guy could have won. He could make a suit out of duct tape.
It's for everybody. It's all diverse scholarship. She just decided to do this dress, like you said, based on her indigenous and Spanish practices. It's a folklorico dress. And it honors her culture and pays homage to her roots. Yeah.
I like it. It's very nicely designed.
Yeah.
And too, yeah.
I just remember applying for scholarships at fastweb.com, and this was one of them. The duct tape dress was one of the, I was like, what? I'm not gonna wear a duct tape dress for prom just for $500 at that time. So I didn't do it, but.
I wonder, yeah, cause $500 is like, eh. But yeah. Now, but $1,000, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and since she was 5 years old, she's been fascinated with designing and creating. She spent numerous hours in her room crafting, sketching, many art projects. Her mom was always amazed at her creativity at a young age. And she also made several things out of duct tape when she was a younger kid, including toys, clothes, mermaid fins, hairpins, school bags. It's just really nice. And she definitely deserved a win. So congratulations on the win, Larissa.
Yay. Congrats, Larissa.
Yay. So yeah, if you do scholarships, there is a chance for you to win.
Yeah, I think California has a really good art schools too, like really good fashion institutes.
Yes. So I love the creativity factor of that.
Yeah, they'll be happy to have her.
I'm curious about what FastWeb has now.
What type of scholarships, right?
Maybe I can check it out now. Here we go. So fastweb.com. They have a lot of scholarships. They even have part-time jobs.
Oh.
And members become winners. If you are a high school student, please check out www.fastweb.com, FASTWEB.com. And you can win scholarships and go to college for free. Possibly.
Possibly, but it depends on what college you want to go to, because most people, you can apply on FAFSA. You can get, you can fill out a FAFSA and you can get free grants according to your income. We used to get TAP.
Right.
So TAP helped a lot with tuition and books.
Yeah.
And if you go to like a city university or a state university, the tuition is much cheaper. You could practically go in for free if you have, if you fill out FAFSA and TAP and you show that you're in need.
And also, yeah, that's true. We used to do that. And they have a lot of scholarships here. For the Hispanic Heritage Month, the scholarship ends at October 15th again. So we have another October 15th deadline. There's so many more scholarships that ends after that. So you just have to check it out and see what you like. College should be something that if you want to go to college, you definitely have to prepare. And you definitely have to do these scholarships. It's worth a try.
Right. My advice for people entering college is don't spend too much. You know, be careful with your money.
Yeah, definitely be careful with your money. Student loans is no joke, right?
Yeah, as any millennial who went through it can tell.
Yeah, and definitely take some time and know what you want.
Yep. So because nowadays you can get a really good career just doing a free or very low cost certificate program.
Yeah. FastWeb sweepstakes is not too late for college students. Also, they have college students while you're in college. You can also apply for scholarships. It's always good to start from high school. Don't discount it if you're in college. Definitely check it out still.
You can probably still win scholarships to help pay for your next semester if you're in college now.
Yeah, there are money out there and you never know what you can get.
I remember I tried like a few scholarships and some of them were pretty intense. Like I had to read books and write about it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right. Oh yeah, the Atlas Shrugged. Remember that one?
I remember. Like it was so big. I tried reading through it and I just gave up because it was like 1,000 pages.
Oh yeah.
There was one scholarship for Frankenstein by Mary Shelley and I enjoyed that one and I don't think I won. I didn't win any of the scholarships, but I had a good time doing that one at least because I like the book.
So we are giving you a resource here if you want to check it out, fastweb.com. They have articles for other things about college or job interviews. It's just bring back memory with the duct tape address. I really thought about it. I'm like, oh, I want to do it.
Just for yourself. Well, you know what? That kind of reminds me. Now that it's October, it's Halloween is coming up. We could probably, maybe we could make a Halloween costume out of duct tape.
Oh, that is a good idea.
Duct tape mummy. That would be easier. You just buy white duct tape and then just duct tape yourself. But don't apply duct tape directly to your skin.
That's yes. What I would say. Do not do that. Yeah, we could be that monster from Return of the Living Dead. The bag monster.
Oh, the black one?
Yeah.
The garbage bag monster.
I also have another article. Paying in Dogecoin for donations in church. Pay with Dogecoin, you can. A church in Mississippi, in St. Martin, Mississippi, allows you to pay in Dogecoin.
I don't really understand how you could exchange Dogecoin.
I don't know if it's Doge or Dogecoin.
Doge or Dog, one of those, but I invest some stock into Dogecoin.
Okay.
And still going up, kind of. Like, I bought it back when it was like 5 cents and I sold it when it blew up, but I bought it back again for 20 cents and it's still going up. I mean, it's kind of at a stable 20 cents if you want to buy it, but I don't really understand the concept behind cryptocurrency a bit. Like, I know of cryptocurrency, like, people would use that to buy stuff off the dark web, the deep web.
Right.
It's not really traceable in a way, and I think it's a little different from currency in general.
It's different, cannot be traced at the moment. I don't know why the government's allowing it, but it is allowed.
Government's not really necessarily allowing it. It's universal, so therefore that's how it works. Government wants you to report all of it, and the government wants to tax you on it.
Uh-oh.
It's a universal coin that basically works for all countries, so to speak, because it's man-made. It's not government-made, essentially.
That's interesting, though.
I wonder who invented Dogecoin, or, like, well, cryptocurrency in general. Money is a concept. I can start paying you in Skittles and be like, here, this has value. Someone must have said, you know what, I'm going to make this digital currency for everyone in the world can use it, which I think is a really cool concept, you know, because we're all human beings. And to have one thing that unites us is a good idea. You don't have to do exchange rates. Your country, value of your money in this country is lower than the other country. Everything is equal.
Yeah, the government doesn't like that so much. But like you were saying with the Skittles reference, the first currency ever used that's documented is seashells.
Really?
Yep.
That's what they say. You sell seashells by the seashore.
Oh, well, you collect seashells by the seashore now.
It's amazing how currency could come and go. Money is just a paper.
Yeah, that's why they're like, hey, we don't have any money. We'll just keep printing more.
The first Southern Baptist Church in Mississippi to actually introduce Bitcoin as a donation. Yeah, and so all kind of coins.
So how do you donate? I mean, how do you even use, like, exchange cryptocurrency? I think you have to download an app or something, right?
Yeah.
I believe it's all electronic. It's a digital wallet or something.
Oh, okay. So people, hey, you're donating, so you might as well have all options, right? And they want to transfer the value from one country to another, like third world countries and such, which is great because you can fund for projects and things. And especially for the church, I think maybe the church will help other countries out with the cryptocurrencies.
Hopefully, yeah, they're a church, right?
Yeah. You can do anything. I don't know what they're planning to do with it. They said they might sell it and use the money for the mission of God, but I don't really know what that means.
Right. I want an action statement, like a action plan, you know?
Yeah. It's cool. It's a cool concept. People can donate whatever they like. Now he's introducing the Ethereum, Dogecoin, Stablecoin, Litecoin as a giving option to the church. Maybe the churches will adopt and the future is Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. I mean, I say Bitcoin, but it's cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm. I think Bitcoin's the originator. I'm not sure.
I don't know how I feel about crypto. I think that a lot of people who are like younger than us might understand it better.
The thing about crypto is, the more the government prints money out of nowhere when we don't have enough, the less value our money has. Crypto is a finite amount. There's no printing more crypto. It is what it is, meaning that it's got such a level of rarity based off of the amount of coins that there are. They stop after a while. They don't get printed anymore. There's no more Bitcoins being made, essentially. So it holds more value than technically the American dollar if America keeps printing out fake money. Which is what they do. Like, okay, stimulus here. Here's $2 trillion we just printed out of nowhere. The money gets watered down, which causes inflation. Whereas crypto benefits from inflation because if everything keeps getting inflated, crypto's basically got to be the way of the future because it still will have value because it can't be inflated.
Yeah.
That's our Good News Economic class.
Yes. If anybody wants to donate to us, Bitcoins. I think that's the future.
It's probably not that hard. Because if they want everyone on board, they have to make it super simple. Right now, people are able to pay on their phone. If I could pay for stuff on my phone, I do. Like, I use my Google Pay. So maybe it's something similar to that. I'm guessing that you can probably download a crypto app and then you have cryptocurrency in it.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah, definitely. So that is an interesting article over there, because right now we're speaking about it, but we don't know in 20 years how the economy will look. Coins might be the thing. And we're just gonna look back at this episode and be like, what are we talking about? So old school, money? What's that?
The other thing is, it's not traceable. Some people want to just go to the grocery store and not have like people know that they bought a bunch of tampons for their wife, for example. They might want that hidden. They don't want the government knowing everything about what you're shopping and doing. We want our privacy back.
Absolutely. And the coins are very expensive. I think, what? How much is it right now, Matthew? Do you know?
I think it's 47,000 for a whole coin, but you can buy a fraction of the coin. You don't buy the whole coin.
Back in the days when it came out, it was 10 cents or $10.
I know.
The value goes up and down, though. So Dogecoin is already up a little. I made $1.52 so far.
So how much did you buy, Sylvia?
I only bought $15 worth, which is 74.71 Dogecoin.
And you made a profit.
I made a profit. Right now, it's up to 22 cents. It keeps going up and down, but it hasn't gone under 19 cents. Like, when it went to 19 cents, they actually wrote an article like, oh my God, it's a big deal. It went down to 19 cents. Bitcoin right now is $48,000.
Bitcoin is the big one.
That's the big one. I'm trying to see if you could buy a fraction.
Yeah, I love the concept of international pay. We all have one money. It's not like you pay in yen or you pay in US dollars. You just have one kind of money.
Right.
Cool. So I will leave off with an article. I have one more article. It's about hair. A woman who refused to cut her hair since she was 5 years old is now 34 years old, and she really looks like a real-life Rapunzel. She has luscious locks. I know, I'm really going from crypto to this.
Oh, wow. She really is modern-day Rapunzel.
Yeah, modern-day Rapunzel. And she's so happy. She never even thought about dyeing her hair or cutting her hair. She's one of those lucky people.
Mm-hmm. It's so thick.
Yeah. Her name is Alina Kravchenko from Odessa, Ukraine. And she is known as a real-life Rapunzel.
Wow. I wonder if she's making money off her long hair.
I don't know. Her hair is 6 foot long, which is 1.8 meters long. Look at it. It just goes to her feet almost.
Wow.
I mean, she is tall as well.
She also probably ties it up so it gets shorter too.
Yeah. The actual size is 6 foot though. Of her hair. Imagine having a 6 foot hair.
Wow, that's amazing. They probably measured from tip to tip.
Yeah. So that is my article. And I hope everyone has a great week, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the article. Bye-bye. Apple pick or grow your hair or invest in coins.
I'm going to grow my hair and attach coins to my hair.
That sounds like a plan.
Well, you need an apple.
And duct tape it too.
Not sure where to put the duct tape. It's gonna be my outfit. I'm gonna wear a duct tape shirt.
Okay, that's a great outfit.